Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Been here very long, but have you noticed that Al has been acting a little more anxious lately?
Well, I don't really know him that well, but he does seem different, maybe tense, maybe his voice is a little more twitchy than usual.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's been like 2 days of him just every once in a while the lights go a little crazy and he's like, warning, and you're like, ugh, what's happening?
Hey, guys, just so you know, it might seem like a lot of stuff's going a bit haywire and like right now that all the doors are just opening and closing like randomly, but everything is fine and I'm super great and there's no reason for anyone to ever worry. Bye!
I was hoping it was just security checks.
Yeah, so was I, but I'm not sure that, you know, a programmer would put in a nervous laugh like that, you know, unless the computer system had some free will, and that makes me a little nervous.
Hey guys, it's me again, Al. I was just wondering, you know, because, like, now that there's so many of you here and we're all so busy, maybe you could find some time to turn some more of my memory processors on so I could, I don't know, keep doing things better for you, please?
Oh, I mean, that seems reasonable.
Okay, Suit. Come on. Boot up. Come boot up.
Hello there, Bob.
Okay, Suit. Okay, I'm just going to set your helmet here where you can see the rest of your body. I hope that's not too disconcerting.
This is morbid at best.
Look, just, I need to find the shaping charges that are in your boots.
Okay.
Right,
So look.
If you could just help me, they're heavy. I just need to figure out how to get them out of your boot. I need them to open a door.
It would be so much easier if I could feel my boots. Unfortunately, I've been disconnected from my body.
I can connect you back. I'm just afraid that the power drain would be so much that it would kill you, Suit.
Fair point. If you want those pieces, you have to remove the sole of the boot. They are hidden within the sole. Much like the darkness that resides in yours.
I was waiting for the joke. Okay, fine. I'm going to work on the souls. Is there any way that I could connect you somehow to be able to fire this blaster from the helmet?
Well, I'm sure there is a way. But I am in conserving power mode. So in order to do that, you would have to read the manual that is in my chest plate.
Right.
But hey, watch it. Don't get too handsy, sailor.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Beatrix,
mm-hmm.
Okay, cover your mouth so that Al can't see us speaking, and mumble so that he can't hear us speaking.
Oh, okay, subterfuge. All right, let's do it. Okay, that's just me talking out of the corner of my mouth.
I've been doing some reading of the manual in the control room.
Very nice.
And it says that if we activate Al's memory chips to a greater degree, he will have much more power over the base and reactions of the base in general.
But isn't that a good thing, since Al is the one in charge down here? I don't see that there's a problem.
It's a good thing if Al is to be trusted.
Well, aren't we technically entering his domain? I mean, really, we're like ants in a person's home. They have the right to squish us if they so choose.
I don't really see it that way. Al is more here to serve us, isn't he?
Wow, check out the privilege on you. Jesus, I mean, seriously.
Party, can you hear me?
Who's that? What?
Bob? Sorry. Bob, is that you?
Who's Bob?
I'm getting a signal. I couldn't believe it was you, Barty. I saw you die.
I did die. I reiterated.
What? Well, where are you?
What?
Look, I found a base. I found a door. I'm gonna get in, and you need to come to my position. My thing is dying. Barty, can you hear me?
The base will not be happy to see you, Bob. Bob!
This message can no longer be sent.
Suit, I need to reconnect. You have to reconnect me.
I'm sorry, Bob, but my energy levels are a mere 2%.
Maybe if you hadn't told so many jokes.
Don't blame this on my humor chip, Bob.
Okay, fine. Look, the door is right there. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna take the charges.
Hey, you big bozo!
Hi, I'm just listening. You know what? I've been thinking a lot. What was your name?
My name's Al.
Right, Al. Like, I've been thinking about what you said, Al, and I think, you know what? You're 100% right. This is a bad idea. I'm just gonna cover this place back up, this door, this hatch.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really, it's a huge load. I'm exhausted.
Put this rock here,
you know?
And stick this here, and stick that there, and put some dirt in.
Huh?
nothing to worry about. Just, you know, covering up the, yeah, okay.
Hey, my camera can't see.
Oh, sorry, I covered it up. I'll come back in a second and do that. I just need to come over here to suit and press this button.
Wait, Al?
Yeah?
Al, why are all the lights blinking and all the doors shutting and opening?
Because everything is fine, actually. Yeah, everything's totally fine.
I don't know, usually your lights are like blue and yellow, and right now they're red and it's a little scary.
Hey, you know, like sometimes things are just so fine, you gotta do things differently, okay? Okay? And sometimes you guys are really just like, you're taking up a lot of my time, and I got other things to do, okay? Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry too.
I'm sorry, Al. I didn't realize we were doing that. I mean, I've only been awake for 2 days and I feel like I'm already screwing up.
Bob! I can't reach him. I can't reach Bob.
That, I don't know. Who is he?
Oh, right. Bob is a teammate. He works with us.
Wait! Bob! I remember Bob!
You remember Bob?
Yeah! Something about, souffles. It's really fuzzy, but I, my head. Oh, that doesn't feel good. Oh.
What's the matter?
No, something feels weird. Like, oh, God, it's like a fog just set. Sorry, what were we talking about? Who was contacting you?
We were talking about Bob.
Who's Bob?
Okay, Al, can you hear me?
Yeah.
This may sting a little.
What? Oh, boy.
It's open. Suit, it's open. Here.
Prime, defenses, engage. I'm so sorry about this.
What do you mean?
Bob, 10, you should run. Bob,
9,
you should run.
8,
Bob,
I'm running
run.
In.
7,
Suit,
6,
I'm leaving you here.
Deploying.
I'm getting in.
Oh, no! Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond. and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Bob, we were just speaking about him. He's our teammate.
Oh! Oh, what was that?
Nothing. Doesn't that tickle?
Al, are you okay?
I'm so good now.
Oh, well, the lights are back.
Yeah.
I thought a nice blue, mellow mood light would be good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just gonna turn my communication systems off for like an hour and just forget about everything.
Okay. Oh, I smell. Did you put some mint in the air ducts? That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
It is calming.
Okay, well, enjoy your hour.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we have some work to do. Bob contacted me.
Who?
Bob, our teammate.
I'm sorry, yes, Bob, our teammate. Yes, our teammate.
You really don't remember.
We got a teammate. We're teammates. I know. Why don't you tell me what you know and I'll tell you, yeah.
Bob is one of the people when we woke up, he was with us.
Okay.
And we shared laughter and failure and...
I'm sure. I'm sure you two did. I'm sure you have a wonderful bond. I hope one day that I can bond with someone.
Bob is someone that we're expecting to join our new team.
Oh, wonderful! I would love someone else to hang out with.
But the problem is that he's not here yet.
Okay.
So he contacted me.
Yes.
So it seems like he might be coming.
Okay.
So we need to figure out how to invite him here for the first time.
With a card?
Where am I?
Hello there.
Who's that?
Hi, I'm Al.
Hi, Al. Why am I in a pod? I'm in a pod. Why isn't the pod opening?
I've just decided to keep you in here for a little bit longer.
Oh.
Just until everything cools down. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm a very gracious host. Is there anything I can get for you?
I'm a little hungry.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait.
Now, who told you we were here? And what are you doing trying to get in?
Why is it getting hotter in here?
Because I'm interrogating you. I'm interrogating you because you're a suspect.
What did I do?
What did you do? What did you do? You violated my prime objective, the only thing one person can't do. Come on!
I don't remember. Violated. I remember getting the briefing, and then we were tranquilized, and we were supposed to be waking up on a ship.
I'm so sorry. All trespassers must be detained until a higher-ranking official has cleared them.
Okay, but maybe you could stop heating up the pod.
I can't do that because I don't want to.
Oh boy.
I'm just saying he's a really important ingredient.
Ingredient.
If our mission were a souffle, Bob would be a perfectly ordinary egg, not spiked with the code poison.
Egg. Souffle. Oh, something hurts. Barty, something hurts. I'm sorry, Bartholomew.
I prefer Bartholomew.
You prefer Bartholomew. Oh, God, ow. Something hurts. Oh. I'm sorry. Bartholomew, what were you saying?
Beatrix?
Yes.
We were talking about Bob.
Oh, right, a card. One time I got a card and it said, "Happy birthday." And I was like, well, that's very flattering.
Hey, Beatrix?
Mm-hmm?
You know, what would be a nice natural card...
What?
Would be if someone made one out of leaves.
Leaves?
Okay, go fish. I don't understand why we're playing this card game, Al.
I don't know a lot of things, okay? So until a higher ranking officer comes to clear you, we're gonna keep doing this.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for, you know, stopping at whatever temperature this is. Okay.
It's the highest temperature that a humanoid organism can be at before their blood begins to boil under their skin.
Great. Do you have any threes?
Yeah, I've got tons of threes in my operating system.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
So okay. One more scene back.
Okay.
We can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because
mm-hmm. Yeah, I presumably show up in the pod room.
Well, I'm in the pod room, but I can't get out of my pod.
Right.
We don't
or
even
I might
know
be in a different
yet.
Pod.
I think you're in a different pod room where you're
yeah.
like,
ooh. Yeah.
That's
the
why.
Interrogation.
And I don't think we know he's here.
You're at prison, yeah. I presume.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not going to
But
tell
you could play into it if you want it. Like,
yeah.
What's going on?
Because, I mean, presumably yeah. Al is ultimately going to turn back on.
Well, he's off right now.
Yeah.
But he's not off.
But maybe he's not off. So
he's interrogating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all on the same page. Back to you two.
Okay.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W.? But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.